Now, Stu, most people don't get the privilege of being able to spy on the other guy's camp, but I'm gonna let you have this. All right? So this is you got the upper hand of me. I don't know what your skills are, but you'll be able to see what I've at least in training. I'm sure I'm gonna get better by the time you actually accept. But let's do it.
You do it for fame, we're way different. Y'all looking weak, we ain't cooking in the same kitchen. What you witnessing now? Don't try to figure me out. I grab on that microphone, jump in the crowd. They was laughing at me. Who they laughing at now? Huh? I laugh at myself. Some people, they looking like wow. The moment you told me that you was a rapper, I couldn't believe it. You believe it now?
Hello, Rumble. Hello, Brighteon. Hello, JoshuTV.com. Hello, Spotify. Hello, everyone else out there in podcast land. This is Daniel with the Ball Busters radio show and all that other good stuff. Used to be on Revolution Radio. I did 34 episodes there. A good friend of mine, I've mentioned his name before, Mr. Jack Anthony of the Jack Anthony Show. And he sent me these two articles that I didn't even know I was in. So I'm going to show you those right now. Okay, so this is the Jack Anthony Show on Rumble. This was his most recent video with Dr. Brian Artis, and he's had him on for his very first show and his very last show. Not last forever, but his most recent show would be also with Dr. Brian Artis. Check it out. It's the Jack Anthony Show on Rumble. Okay, he sent me these two articles from the Natural News. And I want to start with this one because it has my name in it. It's my show name in it. Ballbusters asks why Stu Peters Network censored Dr. Brian Artis on Dr. Jane Ruby's show for question contradicting narrative of died suddenly film. And this was posted Wednesday, November 30th, 2022. And I missed it. Didn't see it. Didn't know it was there. And this is in reference to this video that I made when Jack Anthony, again, had showed me, brought it to my attention that the Dr. Jane Ruby show used to be 59 minutes long, and then it was 52 minutes long. And I circled the wagons and went around to all different types of platforms to see if I could find the 59-minute long one. And then I did find it. And I watched that clip, played it here, made a video out of it, and the rest is history. And you'll see there's quite the response there. And let me just read for you. Before we get started into the two write-ups, let me just tell you. This person here, Laura Witzke, let's just read what she has to say. It says, I'm the executive producer of the Stu Peters Network. I made the call to edit this segment. So, sorry, Dr. Jane Ruby, for assuming that it was in your control, being that it's your name on your show. But I guess everyone's got handlers. So anyway, the clots are very real. Yeah, I know that you can touch them, but does that mean anything in relation to a human body and how it's produced? Anyway, let's just move on. Let's let her speak. They're very real, and they are killing thousands. Dr. Artis is free to his opinion. Is it an opinion or is it a question? He just asked a question. But he is not free to call all our research. You didn't do any research. You get handed things to read. First-hand eyewitness testimony and our whistleblowers, who could now face prison time for coming forward. If it was real, I guess that would be true. A hoax on the SPN platform. That's Stu Peters Network, for those of you who are a little behind on the lingo that they think is so hip that they don't have to actually spell it out. These embalmers and military whistleblowers risked everything coming forward, and I stand with them and support them. It was my call. Okay, so you're the scapegoat. You blame me for it. Or, so, I'm sorry. You can blame me for it, but I did it to protect the brave souls who came forward and exposed the genocide and died suddenly from being slandered. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to show you the replies. What are they made out of, and where did they come from? I've made my own calls, and have continued to do so. These giant white clots are not being discovered anywhere. Now that I know where Hirschman is out of, apparently Alabama, I'll make calls specific to that region and see if the answers differ. If you watch my follow-up with Dr. Artis, I say what my two questions were and what the responses were. It's the video posted right after this one. Facts are facts, and people with bigger platforms who claim a position in this quest for the truth have a responsibility to it. I don't think you can assume something pulled out in a video for a camera is evidence alone. How do you know something wasn't injected in there and then extracted? And just for the sake of logic, can we agree the human body requires the flow of blood and oxygenated blood to survive? So how could these clots grow so large before killing the patient? How did hospitals not see them and attempt surgical removal? The extreme size of them alone is highly suspect. The person would have stroked out and died before they reached a fraction of that size. And then Jack said something here. I just want to get to some of my other... Okay, so I'm curious why you needed or felt the need to protect the brave souls from an objective concern Dr. Artis expressed. You protect people from abuse and physical harm, not from conversation and questions. And just one other thing. What makes you specifically so certain of the validity of the massive discolored non-blood clots that you determined its fact prior to closer analysis? You said you assure us they're real. Obviously, they're real as in a tangible material you can see and touch, but real in the sense that they formed in a living body to such a massive size is still not verified. We should be able to find living subjects with these things growing in them if that's the case. So my question is, are you privy to information that we are not? If so, then why wasn't that included in the documentary to settle the matter once and for all? These are simple Socratic method questions and they don't imply doubt. I'm sincerely asking, do you know something we don't? That would go a lot farther than any assurance would. Respectfully curious to know if there's more that hasn't been disclosed. Also, Lauren, I'm sorry we had to meet in this manner, but an open discussion is healthy if the goal shared on all sides is in fact the same. The truth. And I'd like to think we share the same side when it comes to that. My concern specifically is with the off-color massive clots. I took a crash course in embalming and I have studied biology independently for some time. As I stated in my follow-up, clots are common in people all the time postmortem, but not to the extent and nature of these huge ones that aren't comprised of blood. And don't be too hard on Dr. Artis either. He, like me, and hopefully I can count you and Stu in this as well, are just tired of deception and want to know the truth in all things. If we spend efforts in dead ends, it means we pulled resources away from more meaningful pursuits. Vaccines are awful and always have been. That should be sufficient. The science is and has been flawed since Virchow in 1858, who incidentally was a Freemason. The solution can't be right if the methodology that was applied to it was completely incorrect. I am willing to be wrong. Learning and growing and science itself is about that very thing. You evolve your understanding over trial and testing, but it's not a settled subject. I think this documentary was premature and relied on assumption, presumption, and inference too much in the section about these massive clots. Anyway, there's no malice on my end, but I do not like intentional deception. I'm not saying that it was intentional, but everyone and everything is subject to scrutiny, and if done right, should be welcomed because if it gets us closer to the right path of truth, then we all benefit from the knowledge. The basic logical Socratic method has been so far removed from education, where they do not encourage you to think, nor teach you how to think, that basic logical assessment is seen as foreign and abrasive to most people, leaving snide or defensive comments. Let's see. It's hilarious how your little Stew Crew Jones stacked the rumbles in support of the comments here that are claiming the clots are real. This is how social media works. It's all artificial. It's a nice way of saying agency narrative controlled. None of those accounts are first-hand accounts. No actual knowledge of what they're professing. It's no more than rumor and hearsay, like everything else on controlled opposition media platforms. They influence the minds by staging a false consensus. And Laura, your comment is right on top of the pile of bullshit. By the way, your personal show is subpar, to put it extremely kindly. Learn to think before taking on public speaking. I notice you didn't answer any of my questions in my replies. There's the same type of faulty liberal logic in your victimhood claims. Hang it up. You're better off at McDonald's. And there's that. So this is from that video. And I asked her point blank, straight out, flat out, no response. She just wanted to say her piece, get the rumble stacked, and then put it on the top. That's all there was to that. So, if you think I'm wrong, let's continue. Ballbusters asked why Stu Peters Network censored Dr. Brian Artis on Dr. Jane Ruby's show for a question contradicting narrative of Died Suddenly film. Censored. Yes. What were the three claims of the Stu Peters show? The Stu Peters Network? Uncensored, I think, was the first one. Unafraid and Unstoppable. So they got scared, stopped the presses, and censored it. Okay, sounds good. Natural News. A few months ago, we reported on strange non-blood clots that embalmer Richard Hirschman explains have been extracted from bodies that had been fully vaccinated for the Wuhan coronavirus COVID-19. News of these clots circulated quickly, but Dr. Brian Artis recently expressed some questions about their legitimacy. I'll click on that link later. Artis recently appeared on the Dr. Jane Ruby show alongside Mike Adams, the health ranger, who is the founder of Brighteon.com and this publication. Ruby is part of the Stu Peters Network, which Ballbusters explains censored key minutes of the interview by pulling down the original video, clipping out several minutes, then reposting the video without those minutes, during which Dr. Artis expressed his questions about the clots. The effect is that the Stu Peters Network apparently pulled a public video from Rumble, removed portions of it, then reposted it, absent the removed minutes. Some people took notice of this practice and are asking questions. Daniel Christos, that's me, of Ballbusters, unpacked the censored portions of the segment, as well as spoke to artists directly about what happened. We are carrying this story in the interest of allowing all sides a voice in the debate about vaccines, clots, and sudden deaths. Christos' video is available on Rumble, and there's a link to my video. You can watch it there to learn more. There is also a Ballbusters channel on Brighteon at this link, but that channel has not yet put, that was before, it's there now. Christos asks, are the Hirschman clots a red herring? Christos' position appears to be that the Stu Peters Network is profiting from the Died Suddenly film, and that the film's success would be impacted if a prominent person in the health truth community expressed questions about the film's primary claim. In the clipped portion of the interview, Artis says he has spoken directly to embalmers and funeral directors, and they are not necessarily seeing what Hirschman claims he is seeing. This does not mean in any way that Hirschman isn't correct in his own assessment of what he's seeing, only that Dr. Artis says he isn't seeing an across-the-board confirmation of the same phenomenon among other embalmers with whom he has spoken. And then it says, Artis, who is the originator of the snake venom theory behind COVID, which was also prominently featured in previous Stu Peters film, is also, yeah, it was called Watch the Water. Now, how soon we forget, right? Is also of the belief that the true cause of the shot's lethality has to do with snake and animal venom and not necessarily these clots, which he says could be a red herring. Because the Died Suddenly film centers around them, though those who allegedly stand to profit from the film may not want artists' viewpoints to be aired, concluded Christos. What I said was, we are about to, you know, do a premiere. You don't want to turn people away from it by having, you know, criticism or different opinions on your own network. Rather than having an open discussion, I think they just wanted to silence anything that wasn't all one view. And that's quite literally what they did. Dr. Artis said he was concerned it could be a hoax on a show that just started out. That would be the Jack Anthony Show. Go subscribe. And he was the very first guest on. How did Jane Ruby even know about this show? Christos wants to know. How closely are they watching Dr. Artis' every move? Later, Stu Peters will take down the Jane Ruby episode and repost it without that section in it. So much for this is me talking, he's quoting me. Later, Stu Peters will take down the Jane Ruby episode and repost it without that section in it. So much for uncensored, unafraid, unstoppable, eh, Stu? My thoughts are that they were protecting their investment in the documentary that's hung heavily on the single claims of Hirschman. End quote. Christos further believes that artist's personal assessment of the situation stands in the way of the documentary's success. He is highly skeptical of the true motivations of those behind the film, which he says appear to be more concerned about profits than with getting out the truth. Or steering a narrative away from the real possibility that there's other more pending information out there that might explain what's going on with these vaccines. It could just be that Special Agent Stewie is controlling the narrative because that's what his role is as controlled opposition, perhaps. Not saying that's what he is. I'm just saying that's what he is. And this is another quote. I'm sure there was a perfectly good explanation for censoring someone when he didn't even bring it up. Jane did. Why was he censored? Because he didn't retract and repent? This is pretty scandalous. Props to Dr. Artis for simply having the confidence to state his concerns and to be honest. And I think the reason why Jane got a little hot water was because she's the one that asked the question. They weren't even talking about it. She's the one that brought it up. And also, she turned into a vicious SOB, or I guess DOB, daughter of a bitch, I don't know. Because when I looked at my Brighteon post of that same video, I didn't even realize it was her, because I was reading it and it was just like just venomous troll type material. So I clicked delete and then I looked over as it was fading away and it was Dr. Jane Ruby's. I'm like, oh my God, you talk like that? You lowered yourself like that to be like spiteful, hateful, and threatening? Interesting. Okay, anyway, moving on. Maybe she's calmed down since then, and probably not. She's probably still mad. Adam says all the parties here are merely trying to solve the mystery of the clots. Right. But are they also... And this is just me editorializing this editorial. If that were true, they would welcome all information. Not silence people so that they could steer and bulldoze forward with something that they decided they wanted to push and promote. And this idea of the clots is what they're trying to promote. After Dr. Artis asked the question, the second guest on the show, Mike Adams, who's awesome, who is the publisher of this site, expressed his view that mRNA injections were likely acting in several different ways and that both clots and venom-like cellular damage could be taking place simultaneously, implying that the clots appear to be a genuine post-vaccine phenomenon. Further complicating the story, Adams is in the possession of several such clots, which were sent to him by both Richard Hirschman and Dr. Brian Artis due to the efforts of Dr. Jane Ruby, who connected Hirschman to Adams in order to carry out clot analysis in Adams' mass spec lab. Yes, and Dr. Brian Artis is still in possession of those, and the one that looked like that they claim came out of the carotid artery in that famous video is the one that's most suspect. This is Mike Adams speaking now. My belief is that Hirschman is being honest and genuine in his representation of the origins of these clots. Adams told this reporter in response to this developing story, and Dr. Jane Ruby is merely trying to solve the mystery of what these clots are made of. Dr. Artis is simply asking whether these clot origins can be confirmed through other sources, which isn't an unreasonable request. No, that's called science. Each party here is acting in the interest of solving the mystery of why so many people are suddenly dying, he said, adding that the sooner we solve this mystery, the sooner we can help save lives and potentially find ways to halt or reverse clot formation in the bodies of vaccine victims. We remind readers that intelligent people can disagree on their explanations or conclusions, which is why we believe it is important to hear all sides of every debate. Beautifully written. I love it. Really well done. Next. This came December 2nd. See, I've told you I'm behind the times here. Fraud. Stu Peters used footage from 2019 heart surgery in Died Suddenly documentary. Cut Dr. Jane Ruby from film. Because of, I guess, that video. because of her asking the question, her own video, I'm saying, because she presented it and they had to go ahead and delete that portion that they cut her out of the documentary too, because that's how spiteful and little boy Stewie is. Natural news. More issues have come up in the new Died Suddenly documentary film, which was discovered to contain a deceptive surgical scene that has nothing, emphasis on nothing, to do with the mystery clots or even COVID jabs at all. The COVID blog notes that at the 52-minute mark of the film, a scene showing a heart surgery is implied to be associated with the clot shots. Their words, not mine. I don't say clot shots. However, the scene was actually filmed on April Fool's Day, by the way, April 1st, 2019, the real New Year's, long before the launch of Operation Warp Speed in late 2020. A Florida heart surgeon by the name of Dr. Eric Beyer was performing the surgery, which had nothing to do with the mRNA, messenger RNA, or viral vector DNA injections that were released under the guise of treating COVID. It turns out that Stu Peters, the guy behind Died Suddenly, plagiarized the footage and used it to push the narrative promoted in his film. No credit was given for the clip, and Peters framed the surgery itself to appear as though it involved the dredging of clots from a jabbed body. Related, Ballbusters also called out Peters for censoring part of an interview between doctors Brian Artis and Jan Ruby discussing the clots. The COVID blog put together a side-by-side clip of the original footage and Peter's reuse of it in Died Suddenly. You can watch it at this link. You guys should just go to Natural News and find these articles. The only logical explanation of all this is that Peters, Steve Kirsch, and company deliberately released this sensationalized production for the sole purpose of interference, deflection, and discrediting truth about this entire COVID-19 charade, the COVID blog explains. They also must be working with government and mainstream media propaganda agents. The Bigfoot and Keontae Johnson stuff was bad enough, but this documentary has an agenda, and it certainly has nothing to do with the truth. Is Died Suddenly just deceptive enough to pass the censors? Keep in mind that on October 6th, Peters was allowed to create a Died Suddenly profile on Twitter that gained 145,000 followers in just 7 days. How did people even know it was there? The COVID blog, meanwhile, is still not allowed on Twitter and will not be reinstated despite Elon Musk's free speech claims. Do you see what they're saying there? Why is it that Stu Peters can put up adverse information about vaccines that would be considered deterrent information? He can do it on a platform like Twitter, but the COVID blog that does their research cannot. They want to steer the narrative. They're allowing people on these platforms so that they can influence you, but only with the particular approved message by whoever their higher-ups are. That's blatant. And Elon Musk also hired the ADL to go after hate speech and gave them the keys to the Twitter so that they can delete anybody that they want who they deem offensive. That's a fact. You can look it up. I actually talked about it in a different video. Twitter does not allow truth about the mRNA and viral vector DNA injections, the COVID blog explained. So that's why if they're letting Died Suddenly out and letting that influence you, then, gee, I wonder, why is it that they want you to look at clots and not anything else? Because it might be a dead end, and it might be misdirection. It could be circus. It could be distraction from getting down to the real nitty-gritty, getting down to the bottom of things. We wrote 2 weeks ago how the new Elon Musk-owned Twitter will not reinstate the COVID blog, even after announcing its so-called general amnesty policy. The platform is also allegedly no longer enforcing its COVID-19 misinformation policy as of November 23rd. Thus, it appears that government and big pharma agent type content related to the injections is allowed, but not real truth. The implication here is that Stu Peters and his Died Suddenly documentary are perhaps just deceptive enough as to pass the censors, while the COVID blog is too truthful to be permissible. We encourage our readers to consider why one is allowed and the other is not. Man, I love my guidance for putting this out. If Died Suddenly has a blatantly plagiarized surgical scene in it that makes a false suggestion about current COVID jab clot events, what other things in the film might also be untruthful? In the comments, a reader emphasized that Peters deliberately used present tense language in Died Suddenly, pertaining to the plagiarized surgery scene, meaning he or his producers knew full well they were making a misrepresentation. We have removed the link to the Died Suddenly movie from our previous review. I like how he said movie and not documentary, because it's fiction. This production is an insult to critical thinkers and to everyone who's been tirelessly working to expose the truth about the injections, the COVID blog reports. Stay vigilant and protect your friends and loved ones. Nice. I was going to give credit to whoever wrote it. Maybe it's up on top. Elon Huff. Or, sorry, I'm an asshole. Ethan Huff is the one who did both of those. That one and that one. All right. So, I know that was a lot to take in. So, I want to give you guys a treat. I want to give you a nice treat now. I'm going to make you feel better. I'm going to bring it in real nice and close to the heart. We get real expressive here. We're going to get real serious. This is no joking around, no silly stuff. Just want to share something that it's really from the heart. Oh, the truth about water, fluoride poison on tap, must see. That video has a very youthful looking Mike Adams in it, and it's a great freaking documentary. You guys should check it out. Go to YouTube, you'll find it. It's called The Truth About Water! ! What I have for you right now is so good. I need to take off my headphones and unplug them and hide them somewhere. That's how good this music is.
Look at them. They all seem so happy.
Recognize the voice.
It's miserable out here. It's dirty.
Nice petticoat.
How can they be happy? Are they? How can there be millions of them but I feel all alone?
Well, that's interesting. The triangle, taxi. It could mean nothing. Could just be nothing. There's a little eugenicist speech here coming up, and you're going to find even more interesting.
How can the pimps and the pushers and the snakes, how can they be rewarded?
Well, I guess you start your own channel and call it the Stu Peters Network.
How can they be provided the tools to...
Oh, I get it. He's taxi driver. He's a snapped crazy man who's contemplating murdering people in a petticoat and a shitty haircut that looks like somebody squeezed him out of his butt. Yeah, that's mostly what it is.
Create this filth, this garbage, to penetrate these young, impressionable minds and ears.
Kind of like what he does now with adults.
Makes me question faith.
You heard it here first. The guy who props himself up as a super Christian questions his faith.
Some nights I go to bed and go to bed without it. Go to bed alone. By myself. Your lavish and rich lifestyles, you can keep them.
I think you sold everything, including your soul, for one, buddy.
You can have them. I'll be right here. Doing my part to clean it up.
Your part to clean it up, huh? And what's the filth? He's talking about everyone else but him. He's talking about the masses, as eugenicists and New World Order types call them.
Get it back. Stay with me. It's gonna be a long road.
This is supposed to be music.
It's gonna be a long road.
Small house, big world, small path, big shop, time to go to work as a businessman. You damn right, you'll call me the black sheep. Big beats, big sales.
This passes off as rap and music at the same time. For him, anyway. He thinks it's great.
Big dreams come true, and I never suck dick and ass in a back.
You sure about that?
You ride, I ain't never gonna be flashy. Dog tag, big strap, long grip, no slip. Posse track, I'm standing on my chassis. I'm not a gangster, man, I'm impatient. I ride alone in the dark in the basement. Feel the track, sit back, get wasted. So hungry for this shit, I can taste it. Then I
sits back, gets wasted. Wait till he talks about grabbing his cock.
Rock the club at the top, my lungs, cock in hand, microphone begging me to stop that nonsense, man. Can't do it, gotta beat the addiction. I'ma write till I ignite from the friction. Still room when I rock, move around, homeboy, you got a room at the top. Remember when I was telling them I was gonna be a street, the illustration of dreams that I was gonna never give up and I had to be dead for my people be starving again. Look at them now when I come in the room and I'm still talking about making it big. I'm still moving, I'm still on the grind.
Those poor guys that have to pretend like they enjoy his music that are in his quote-unquote band.
I'm telling you, baby, that's a long road. I do this in my sleep. This music's what I eat. I'm digging down deep. It's a long road. Every day's a grind. Just trying to make you dime. This game will blow your mind. It's a long road. Everything's falling apart. When you're following your heart, the signal is from the start. It's a long road.
These guys, all of these guys here, Special Agent Jones, Special Agent Smith, what do you got over here? You got Tackleberry, I don't know, fuck, all these guys bobbing their head at the same time.
Cards been dealt, I ain't folding my hand, I'ma hold them to the pocket thick and rock this shit to the curtain get pulled. Yeah. Here's Garmin,
yeah.
Been on the kid. I've been searching my soul and it sound like trouble. Something with purposes.
Do you see those guys jumping up and down? Pretending that they're into this shit. All for image.
Soul, now you look sick. I was banging on the door, you didn't sign the kid. It's gonna be alright. I sent a mixtape, an autograph, and a six-pack of Heineken. Listen, you never came out your shell. You bitched up, easy to sell drugs to an addict. So hell, I'm bringing them crack.
He's bringing them crack, everybody. Yeah. Called Truthers.
Mixtape hit like a ton of bricks. Booze in the street like guns and clips. Banging in the hood like Bloods and Crips. Ain't all looking like.
What the hell does this idiot from Minnesota know about Bloods and Crips?
Radio, TV, the speedy. Promos and freebies. They see me. Interviews, covers, and magazines in my beanie. I'm everywhere and you hate it. You love to hate me. I made it. I feel exhausted and jaded when I sit down and I'm faded. I'ma continue to rock it. $1 million a popping. You sit nervously waiting for this to drop.
And then that happens, because it wasn't acting enough. Like that guy playing with the mixing board that wasn't actually mixing anything. Yeah. Notice how bodyguards or, I don't know, other very large agents are his band? Do you not see? Those are the people behind this, Dewey.
Trying to make it done. This game will blow your mind. It's a long road. Everything's falling apart. When you're following your heart, the signal is from the start. It's a long road. When you see the end, all of a sudden you got friends. It's a long road.
Guess I better get my check.
He's not done yet. He's still going.
List out.
Self-indulgent, just a little.
Car in a crib. Boat in the bay. Get a new budget. Get out of debt. Look good to run a credit. Learjet when I need it. Down with shocking pace. New fittings, new gear. Start the new tour. The truck on blades. Endorsement. Be the new face of music. Look.
He's the new face of music, everyone. I guess we can just hang up our hats now. And I guess I have one sturdy tree out in the back that could probably withstand my weight if I go hung myself.
I heard y'all, but I wasn't listening. I'm a little busy for the doubts. Please excuse me. Gotta go to the bank and cash this check.
And then he flips you off. Right. He did cash the check. He went into pretending he's a truther. Oh, before that, he did bounty hunting where, he took unconstitutional laws that make everybody a criminal, went out and took those people into an unconstitutional court so that they could go back to jail. Yeah, good for him, fucking faggot. I mean, there is another video. There's another video of him. For the sake of your health, I feel compelled to give you a counterbalance, since that was probably the worst thing you've ever heard in your life. Maybe we'll play something that slightly better than that, just for a little bit. I said I was gonna do it, so I might as well just do it now and get it out of the way, right? Like that paper. Well, I don't have my gloves on me right now, so it's not gonna be as like dramatic. But hey, Stu, if you ever want to get into a ring with me, I will definitely box you. I think it would be fun. Wouldn't you enjoy that? I mean, I am about 148 right now. I could probably get myself cut down to a more feminine weight to match yours. I know you're kind of scrawny man, so you just tell me what the weight is you want me to be, and I'll try to get down there. I mean, it's probably unhealthy for me to go below 138, so, I mean, hopefully you can put some lead in your shoes or something like that, but then, let's do it, buddy. Let's do it. And I don't know if you've been training yet for this, Mr. Stu, but I have. Now, Stu, most people don't get the privilege of being able to spy on the other guy's camp, but I'm going to let you have this. All right? So this is you. You got the upper hand of me. I don't know what your skills are, but you'll be able to see what I've at least in training. I'm sure I'm going to get better by the time you actually accept, but let's do it. You do it for fame. We're way different. Y'all looking weak. We ain't cooking in the same kitchen. What you witnessing now? Don't try to figure me out. I'm grabbing that microphone, jumping that crowd. They was laughing at me. Who they laughing at now? Huh? I laugh at myself. Some people, they looking like wow. The moment you told me that you was a rapper, I couldn't believe it. You believe it now? Yeah. Look at the industry. Look what it did to me. You'll never make it if you never grind. You put a whole lot of money into it. You better be ready to give it your time. I didn't get the best of years of my life, and I promise you I've been giving it mine. Try to keep up with this. I'm not a puppet. No string on my back. I'm one of a kind. Music is changing. No way to tame this. I am an artist. Look what I paint. Hang up the caution tape. I'm dangerous. Does anyone know where my brain is? Rappers are comfortable knowing they're famous, but I really don't care what your name is, and I really don't care if I'm nameless. Y'all just driving around. I know where my lane is. I keep not competitive. This is a job for me. It's adrenaline. Don't try to box me, and I am Mayweather. Come in the ring. My punch is a weapon. I never drink, but I live in these bars. The moment you blink is the moment you lost. Say you a king. Who put you in charge? Care what you think. I'm breaking your car. Climbing on top of it, sound the alarm, and wake up the neighborhood, rapping your yard, and carry the speakers up under my arm. So you can sleep in on me, I'm at large. Hey, who's next? Y'all better watch it. Take a look at where the clock is. It's my time. Do not believe everything that you read on the internet. I do not know who your dentist is, but he should clean out your mouth. Don't call me a sellout. That's something I never been. I get so frustrated. Take a look at what I created. Time is wasting. I ain't waiting. I'm a doctor with no doubt me. I don't have no patience. I keep pacing. Back and forth. I keep racing. You ain't never been in my book, and I got a problem with it. Why? Cause you reckon like you read my pages. I wreck these stages. Real talk, better give me space. Cause I am chasing something they told me that I won't make it. I'm not famous, I'm just listening. And I wonder how the world gon' take this. They might hate it, but you know anything about me, you know that don't mean I'm changing. Cause you know I'm real with it. Don't care if you're feeling it, I'm feeling it. You don't like it, to deal with it. And if God ain't real, real is it? You just gonna wonder why I existed. I exist in a world that's real different. And what you gon' be when you grow up, mate? I doubt they will get it. Everybody wanna hear the real version of life. They don't get so sensitive when I say something a little bit raw. I drop my thoughts and they call it negative. You wanna know where my heart is? I stand out cause I wear my garbage. I work my hardest. And every time I look into the mirror, I don't forget about where I started. Never been more motivated. Just look at all the minds I have opened and penetrated. See, I am the voice of all these kids that think things but never say them. If you've been waiting, the wait's over. You ain't noticed y'all about to witness the takeover. Never cared to impress people that don't even know me. Then I figured out the reason they follow me. The reason why these fans surrounding me. It's not cause I'm a rap god. I don't need you people to bow to me. All they ever did was doubt of me. Now everyone's proud of me. Acknowledge me or not, you ain't ignoring the following. I'm just teaching them something they couldn't learn in colleges. This is for the kids feeling like they live at the bottom, and every day they lies feel like it's darker than Halloween. Yeah, you ain't alone out there. Look around you, we got a lot of fans in here. And this is just the beginning. I'm home. I'm home. You know I keep it real, honest, real topics. Ain't no way I will stop it. Chills watching, everything that's going on around me. They wonder if I still got it. Make comments, we in the same genre. But I can guarantee we don't put out the same product. Get away from me, there ain't nothing you can say to me. Try to run my name through the dirt, that's fine. I was made from it. You never seen a passion that's even half this. I'm wreaking havoc, I think the fact that you think I'm average is kind of madness. Life's like a merry-go-round, and I'm still trying to figure it out. I like space, I don't fit in the crowds. My whole life I've been airing it out. I'm getting into character now. Feels wrong, but it feels right. My feelings sealed tight, real nice, but I will fight anything to win. But I'm not Mike Tyson, I won't bite you, but I will tell you if I don't like it. I am not the norm, I got my own shoes, I ain't trying to fit in yours. Somebody told you I was whack? Check the source. Somebody told you I was back? Yes, of course. You got a problem with the fans? There's the door. You looking for the old me? Check the more.
Not a fortune teller, but I can see into the future better. Ain't no telling what'll happen when I pick up the microphone, get the fans together. Same style, but the songs are better. Maybe they would like me more if I got a little graphic with it. Nah, I don't wanna blend in with you little rapping idiots. I'd rather be the outcast. I ain't never putting out trash. Feel scared to be here now. I'm a weird person with a weird crowd. Would you don't like that? That's cool, that's
great. But I love you all.
Okay, you can leave now.
Focus, focus, focus.
I ain't saying I'm the best, but I should be in the top 10. Give me a list of names, I'ma top them. I'm just playing with you. I don't care what the top is. Leave me at the bottom, let me work for it. I ain't leaving till I finish.
Rise of the underdog, I don't like none of y'all. I'm not like one of y'all. I'm from the jungle, I run with the son of God. Yeah, what is you running for? They should be running from me. I'm trying to give you my everything. I don't care what they are doing. I'm trying to do what they couldn't do. Laugh at the rappers you look up to. I'm doing me, I don't live for you.
I'm an amateur, is what you think. So you stand there in disbelief till I dislocate both your feet. That's what happens, you step to me. Not am gonna advertise. Take your shoes off, you're in my home. You got fans, but not like I do. Can't contain what's inside of me. They don't like the sight of me, cause I lack in compliancy. Better have it right if you're quoting me. Write my name on your hit list, it might be the last time you wrote something. Me, I keep it honorable. Who's your favorite? Let me know. Tally up, count the votes. Wasn't me, that's a joke. But I prevail. How you gonna skip over the details and tell me to be focused?
Focus, focus, focus.
Damn it, I advertise.
There you have it. If you accept Mr. Peters, then I'll be happy to oblige. Of course, I need to reach my goal. I had a goal. What's my goal? Let's go to Gifts and Go and see what that goal was. Currently, we have 1,080. It said the goal for this campaign is 5,200. And that will help get equipment for this studio and a better computer so that and a mixing board, so like a Rodecaster or something like that. So that'll help out. The production will be a lot better. Rendering will be a lot faster once I can build my own computer, and I can use the actual nodes on DaVinci Resolve to make it look cooler too. And all that good stuff. But the audio thing will also be improved. And just so everybody is aware, that I'm just going to do this one last time. I did this the last video. Let's see. I put this out on October 19th. It says, when I hit this goal, I'll get hit in the face. Ballbusters beatdown event unites the supporters and the haters. I will get in the ring and have a real boxing match with a trained boxer or Stu Peters in my close enough weight class, and the event will be recorded and posted everywhere you find Ballbusters videos. After, of course, way after, of course, that I do exclusive for the people who donated, there'll be a link sent to you to watch when I stream it so that you guys have access, and then other people who haven't donated will not. And then afterwards, maybe months and months later, I'll put it up somewhere else, but or in another hideaway place and tell people. Anyway, whatever. The point is, support the show and get a good, entertaining fight out of it. Either I'll win or I'll lose. Remain standing or get knocked out. Either way, I'm getting punched in the face a lot. And you get to see it if I reach my funding goal. And I've got backers now that say they will promote the hell out of it if Stu accepts the challenge. So all of you Stu crew people out there, tell him. Let him know. Send him the video. See what he says. Focus, focus, focus.
You do it for fame, we're way different.
Just remember that part. I got bigger. GiftsandGo.com/ballbusters or paypal.me/ballbusters, or if you love your health and your family's health, go to the Dr. Peter Glidden link in the description. The rates have been cut. You can get in for $9. Check it out, see if you like it, and then if you love it, because you will, because you like to be healthy, and all the, there's more information there that you can possibly go through in 3 days or 3 years, get the year subscription with my affiliate link. With my affiliate link. Did I say with my affiliate link? I said with my affiliate link, right? I mean, you do want to see me get into a ring with somebody, don't you? All right, then. You guys have a great night. This was kind of a goofy one at the end. I had fun with it. Hope you enjoyed it as well. Bye.
Now focus, 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 focus.